Are you a young writer trying to break into the world of publishing? Or even an established writer just looking for someone to share in your pain? Well, have you heard of the Writers Alliance of Newfoundland and Labrador? No? Join the club. Despite being around for over 30 years, a lot of people, writers included, haven't even heard the name. So why is that? Vice President Kelly Power speculates.
Even though we're a small community, I hadn't myself heard about the Writers Alliance before it was mentioned to me in a completely unrelated capacity related to my work.
Yeah.
So part of it might be not knowing that there's an organization out there that's there to advocate on behalf of writers, that offers services that writers, even and maybe especially emerging writers, can benefit from.
Thankfully, it seems the Alliance is aiming to change all that. Youth Representative Ellen Curtis says they're trying to reach the younger crowds, enticing people under 17 to join for free and giving students exclusive discounts.
I think one of the things that's kept people from applying in the past to be a member is that they don't realize how accessible we are and what kinds of services we can offer to youth. There seems to be a perception among some groups that maybe there's this old guard that doesn't want to let in young writers or unestablished talent, and that's just not the case. So we would love to start getting in touch with more people, and one of the things that we're looking at doing more of is outreach to make sure we connect with these groups and find out from them as well through feedback what other kinds of services that they would like to see us offer.
On top of being rather obscure, there's this assumption that in order to join, you should be published or at least somewhat established as a writer. But Curtis says that's totally untrue.
But that is a perception that a lot of people have. And I can't speak to where that perception started, but it's certainly something that among membership committee, we're looking to change very, very strongly. So it doesn't matter what stage of your writing process you're at, even if you're only, you know, tinkering in your bedroom on a pad and paper, you're still a writer.
As for why writers in the province should consider joining, on top of arranging things like workshops and mentorships, both Curtis and Power agree that the primary benefit is the community the Alliance provides.
I think one of the biggest benefits I could see right now is the community base. A lot of people think that as a writer, you're doing your work in a solitary environment, and that's not the case. You need to be able to network with other authors, find out what's happening in the industry. And the wonderful thing about it is that it's here locally, so you're getting information that's tailored to our local scene.
I feel like if I could sell a point to anybody about the benefit of being part of an organization like that, it would be something like that. You just get that feeling for there's a much wider world of people out there doing what you're doing or aspiring to do what you do.
And if none of that convinces you, if you sign up, you'll get a sweet date planner, completely free. What more could they offer you? Apply on their website, wanl.ca, or visit them in Haymarket Square. For Kicker Radio, I'm Emily Liver.